When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Would you like to support Radio Labyrinth? It's very simple. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. For as little as $1 a month, you could help me keep money in my pocket, which means I can put gas in my shitty car, drive to the studio, and then edit the podcast. Again, patreon.com/TimAndrews. Thanks.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
I gotta ask you something. What are we all here to do? We are all here to do what Falcons do.
319! Redemption!
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth! What a comeback!
What the f*** is going on? How the f*** can you be John Malkovich?
I'm Justin Bieber, celebration expert.
Hey, Melissa, the whales need your help.
I love whales!
Spots McKenzie? What are you doing here?
My soul can't rest when people don't drink Bud Lights with friends.
Me, Joyce DeWitt, wear panty and pantyhose in one. Not who lets their undie legs. The one with the stay put panty. Undie legs.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Good Lord, is it morning?
Yes. Yes, it is. And if you don't mind a stupid question, who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Jack.
What the f*** is going on?
Atlanta Falcons.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Episode 6, Season 2. My name is Tim Andrews, joined as always by Stephanie Swain.
Hey.
Not always.
Well, yeah, not always. Last week she was sick.
Shut up.
She claimed she was
sick.
She was quote unquote sick.
Her husband was out of town. She wanted to go home and spend some time alone.
Uh-huh. You bet.
Is that what it was?
No. I was sick.
Okay, you were sick. And Jeff Leboff.
Go away, Baton.
All right, Baton. Oh, you blew up my house.
I can bait if my husband's there.
What?
I don't want
to bait in front of your husband?
There's a fine line here. Hey, everybody. Thanks again for to Dan Carroll for joining us last week. If you haven't heard that episode yet, please give it a listen.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Yeah, today is his birthday. We are recording on his birthday.
Happy birthday, Dan.
And if you're listening to this later in the week, Dan, sorry I didn't go to your party.
You sound so mad.
No, I am.
Sorry to go to your party.
Yeah, I'm very, very tired. It was a very long day. I had to go to Sandy Springs today to a doctor's appointment. And the traffic was miserable because of the traffic, or because of the 18-wheeler jackknifed on 75.
Ew.
Yeah. If you guys have been paying attention to traffic, you would know.
No, I don't.
You don't, but do you, Jeff?
Yeah, I was jackknifing all the way.
So I guess what's the big topic of the day here that we got to talk about? What happened yesterday?
Oh, God.
Something terrible happened.
Something horrible.
The Patriots won their fifth Super Bowl.
You know, Rob Dyrdek on Ridiculousness, they do it live now on Fridays. So they do like a live segment.
Right.
He predicted 34-27 Patriots.
Really?
Yep.
That's a pretty good guess.
I know.
Donald Trump, he said they were going to win by 8, so he was wrong. Sorry, Donald. President Trump, I'm sorry.
Ugh.
Yeah, whatever. Keep your politics out of this, Stephanie. Bah. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear your shit.
I don't care. I thought the whole thing, it's...
That Super Bowl.
The first half was amazing because Brady was on his ass a lot. And the Falcons were firing on all cylinders, whatever.
I blame Lady Gaga.
Why? What did she do?
She did that show, and then the Falcons started sucking.
Speaking of which, the Lady Gaga show was fantastic.
Yeah, she was awesome. Yeah.
What do you mean?
No.
She didn't lip sync.
I thought it was very unmemorable.
I liked it.
I really felt like her handler should be taken to task for putting those way too tight shorts on that made her have a gut that bulged over and slapped around.
See, the thing about Lady Gaga is, and I'm convinced of this, is that Lady Gaga is not really a quote-unquote pop diva. She is a parody of a pop diva. She knows what she's doing. She knows she doesn't have a Taylor Swift body. She knows that she's not a Madonna type. She's not a Beyonce, but she has been able to, through her talent, because she is a good musician and she's an amazing singer. So she's taken those two abilities that she definitely has and parlayed them into this character, Lady Gaga. Because her name is what? Stephanie?
Joanne.
No, her name isn't Joanne.
Her middle name's Joanne.
Joanne's the name of this last crap album she put out.
Right.
Because it's her middle name.
Germanotta. Her name is Stephanie Germanotta. And so I think that she's just kind of playing a joke on people. And she's just doing a giant performance art piece. That's what I think. And I think it's brilliant. I think she's a very good singer. And I think she's proven that with the Tony Bennett record that she did.
She's a great singer.
All that said, I enjoyed that show. Yeah, I thought it was
very underwhelming. I was looking for a lot more from her.
What were you looking for?
I thought Katy Perry, man, she brought the shit. She came out in a big-ass gold lion. Well, she had, like, Missy Elliott coming out and rapping and shit with her. It was, like, a spectacle. That's what I was hoping for.
Katy Perry doesn't have the talent that Lady Gaga has, so she has to rely on spectacle.
Yeah, but she was out of breath.
Did that trapeze act and stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
She was on some damn wires, but then she was out of breath.
Yeah.
Whenever she climbed up on the piano. Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, she's not fat, but she's, you know, for that type of performer, she's got a gut on her.
And then
Lady
you're
Gaga,
gonna
Lady Gut Gut.
Thank you, Lady Goo Goo. And then you're gonna bring us down in the middle of this whole thing with some piano bar torch song.
No, that was good.
Oh, come on.
All right. To
really?
Me, that was up there with the Michael Jackson performance.
No.
I think so. From 93 or was it 93 or 94? I don't remember.
No.
But it was fantastic. Oh, come on.
I will never. No. It can't compare with Michael Jackson.
It was better than Beyonce.
No!
Way better than Beyonce.
There's no freaking way. And that's the other thing, too, is Beyonce definitely would not have came out there with... I mean, I see what you're saying as far as like that goes, but yeah.
Beyonce would have broken the cable.
Bae would have never came out with her abs like that. That's for damn sure.
No.
And I thought Beyonce did one of the best Super Bowl performances ever in 2000.
See, I don't like Beyonce, so whatevs.
But on the flip side of that, keep your naked pregnancy photos... Seen enough of them.
You know what, though? Nothing will top Cher when she sang I Found Someone. Ugly old hag on top of a battleship.
Madonna's was probably one of the worst ones, too.
When did Madonna do it?
Like just a couple of years ago. Remember, she was all stiff out there trying to
be 40?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 30.
She was all creaking and cracking around like an old ship.
All right, nobody cares about the game. Everybody knows that the fucking Falcons lost.
It was bullshit. You knew from the start whenever they were talking about Brady's cancer mom up there with that fucking Patriots babushka on.
Yeah.
They didn't have a fucking prayer because it was like he'd been villainized all week with this Donald Trump friendship. And they were like, no, look, he's got a mom. She's got cancer. So here we go. I knew it.
Well, I had a lot of faith in the Falcons. The Falcons had a tougher schedule. They proved themselves.
Fixed.
But what they didn't prove,
I agree. Rigged.
Rigged. But they...
The Falcons were in field goal range.
God.
Why didn't they just fucking kick the field goal?
Why don't you ask Kyle Shanahan that question?
Yeah. I can't. He's in San Francisco
on his
already.
Way to San Francisco. That's right. And you know what? That's on him. That's not on Matt Ryan. That's not on the coach.
Also, whenever they threw the challenge flag, that was very. I mean, because you knew they were going to lose that timeout because it was a catch. I don't know how the fuck
that was amazing.
Catch,
that was like the Giants catch from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Who made that catch? It wasn't
David Tyree.
Yeah, David Tyree. That catch. Mm-hmm. I think that catch was a little more spectacular since it was one handed and over the shoulder. But
and it ended up leading to them winning the game.
But what people really want to know from us is what we thought about the Super Bowl commercials. Were you overwhelmed? Were you underwhelmed? Were you whatever? I was underwhelmed by most of them. I found a couple that I liked.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what you guys think.
I like the Melissa McCarthy one the best.
The Kia, right?
Yeah.
That was one of the best ones.
No, I mean, I thought that had like the most production value as far as like...
Laughs.
Yeah. I mean, One of the funniest ones to me was probably one of the quickest and whatever was the sprint one where the guy...
You didn't like the Christian Chow one?
No.
For T-Mobile or whatever?
Didn't care for it that much.
I liked it.
Which one?
Christian Chow.
When she's
oh, that was like, great, where she's having phone sex with the guy.
She's yeah. like, I'm over my minutes. Am I going to get punished?
That one was fun. And the other funny T-Mobile spot, which was, God, which one was it? It was, oh, the one
Snoop
with,
and Martha. I like that one.
No, Justin Bieber. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
If they wouldn't have played the song at the end.
What one?
If they didn't have to play the Bye 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 song.
Oh, well, it was pretty
I like the walking part of it.
No, the Bye Bye, but that's a different spot. That's for Bye Water.
That was for Bye.
Which, there was a different one?
I made fun of you for drinking, then you weren't drinking.
Yeah, there was a T-Mobile spot with Justin Bieber.
Oh, with the glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But then there was the walking one ringing, where he was reading the NSYNC lyrics.
Yes, and I love that until the end when they played the song.
Oh, I like that song.
I just felt like they didn't
need
to play
the song. Was he supposed
to
be the Continental? Justin,
not really.
Justin Timberlake, he was dressed like him.
Kinda, yeah. But he didn't play it up too much. Let's say the Oh My Takai, that was pretty good.
Oh
yeah,
my.
They played that one a lot.
Yeah,
and they'd been playing it before the Super Bowl too, though.
That's the first time I'd seen it. So let's see the multicultural Coke commercial. I could have lived without
enough. They heavy-handed this diversity.
Oh hell
shit.
Yeah, they did.
Oh my God,
with the with those people from Hamilton singing. America, the Beautiful,
and, woman, and Sisterhood.
Yeah.
Well, and that was the soapbox derby Audi commercial.
Yes.
Is she gonna be? She gonna be? Can she be something like a guy can be? Back?
You can tell your daughter that if she gets on Craigslist or My Free Cam, she'll be able to make a little money showing off that snatch of hers.
I just don't understand who they think they're gonna change with. First of all,
they're not gonna change anybody. Immigrants fresh off the boat aren't sitting down watching the goddamn Super Bowl.
Well, and if you, okay, most of us aren't nitwit racist.
Exactly.
And the ones that are nitwit racist, they're not going to be changed by these diversity commercials, and you're just wasting all of our time.
Oh,
you could be entertaining us.
Yeah, fuck you, Budweiser and
stupid German. And like anybody's going to drink that piss.
And like a German guy riding on a raft next to a black guy has nothing in comparison because the German guy. Had money when he came to the country on a boat. He was a cabin. Right. The other guy maybe was born here. Otherwise, he came over chained to the bottom of a boat.
Yeah.
You know, so that just...
And Trump's not banning Germans.
No. Nor is he banning black people. Trump is not banning Germans. He's not banning anybody now because they passed that... the court passed.
Did you like the Skittles commercial?
I did like the Skittles commercial.
That's pretty funny until the fucking... animal popped up. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was a little bit. I like the sprint commercial where the father is faking his own death.
Yeah.
It was just so simple. He just goes, well, daddy's dead. I just love that. I thought that was great.
The Bush commercial was a little over the top. Yeah. Bush.
Oh, yeah. That went on for a long time.
What about the one with the yearbook photos talking?
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
What was that for?
Honda.
Honda, okay. Yeah. The other one, the oil propaganda video, that was pretty interesting.
What about the
oil? We can do every oil everywhere.
What about the it's a 10 hair care?
Huh?
We're in for 4 years of bad hair.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
That was really good.
I heard about it, but I didn't see that one. Avocado, the Illuminati commercial where they're the secret
society.
That was
pretty good. This was like the stone cutters.
I thought it was interesting, especially when they cut to John Lovitz.
John Lovitz.
One that we haven't brought up yet is John Malkovich in the Squarespace. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like the Hall of Fame football babies.
Yeah.
That cracked me up.
Cam Newton. What was that, a Buick?
I like the Ditka. The Ditka was my favorite.
I didn't see that one either. So I got up a couple times and went. I had to go walk the dogs at one point. And I could hear, as I was walking the dogs, it was when the Falcons scored their last touchdown because I could hear the parties going on around our complex, people on their porches yelling.
Oh, we were raging at my house, man. We were all fucked up. We were having a blast. And then it just
Everybody was baiting.
Yeah, everybody was baiting to the Ghost in the Shell trailer. What do you mean? Did you see that outfit she's wearing?
Oh, yeah.
Scarlett Johansson,
I mean,
Ghost in the Shell.
I've seen it a million times already.
Oh, yeah, but that was just boom, right out of nowhere.
Yeah, but it's post-baby, so you know.
She had a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, so
shit's not going to be the same anymore.
Toughened her nipples, didn't it?
That live Snickers ad, I didn't see the whole thing. It, like, cut off.
What, the one with the guy from Kids
Driver.
Or Queens or was it Girls?
Girls?
Yeah, Adam Driver. It wasn't it was very unremarkable.
Yeah, I didn't
get it. When I watched
it
today, like, I saw the whole thing, but when they showed it live, the whole thing wasn't, at least on my TV, it wasn't on.
Yeah, I recorded the Super Bowl, and then this morning when I was drinking my coffee and having my toast, I fast-forwarded it and watched all the commercials again.
Toast. Okay.
toast.
Fancy toast.
Toast and peanut butter and apple butter. I eat it every morning.
So peanut good. Butter and apple butter at the same time?
Yeah.
You don't know shit from apple butter. What'd y'all think of Luke Bryan? National anthem. It's like they had the multiculti singing the
multiculti.
That's what it was. The multiculti trio doing America the Beautiful, followed by the redneck, red, white, and blue, America Southern, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God. I don't know, man. I just feel like I feel like they gave us all the diversity, and I wanted the Super Bowl. I don't care. Keep the fucking diversity commercials. Give us the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady didn't need a ring for his thumb. He's got his man-faced wife. I hate him, and I hate their fucking team, and I hate them.
Now he needs one for his cock. Because you know he's going to play four more years, probably. He's only 35.
Does he like the Ghost of Spuds McKenzie commercial?
Yes, that one was funny.
All I kept thinking was Slurms McKenzie the whole time, though.
Of who?
I just kept hoping Slurms McKenzie would show up.
Who's Slurm? Oh, from Futurama. Yeah. I kept thinking about an old Bloom County where he wrote Berkeley Breathed. Is that how you say it? He worked Spuds McKenzie into the narrative, the comic strip on a daily basis back in the late 80s.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
And he played off the fact that the dog playing Spuds McKenzie was a female because they didn't want people seeing its nuts as it rolled along or its dick. So they used a female dog for Spuds McKenzie, and then Spuds got knocked up by one of the characters from Bloom County. I think it was the
penguin?
No, it wasn't Opus. It wasn't Opus. It wasn't Bill the Cat either. It was one of the minor animal characters. I think it was the basilope.
You're a basilope.
I don't remember, but there was a basilope on that show. So the Super Bowl is come and gone, and I don't know. It sucks to be in Atlanta and rooting for a team that they're not my favorite team. You know, obviously I'm a Bills fan. Jeff's a Giants fan. Yeah. You're a Lions fan.
But Falcons are always my second. Always.
Yeah, they're my second favorite team. If it had been the Steelers, we would have destroyed them.
I see. I thought it was going to be rigged, but I thought it was going to be rigged for us. Like, you know how the Saints were rigged that year after the Katrina thing.
It wasn't. They don't rig the games.
They rigged it.
The Saints also had the best season of anybody of all time.
It was after the hurricane. They rigged it so that the Saints would win.
It wasn't the year after.
Trump fixed the Super Bowl.
It was the year of. Yeah. It was like the year after. Remember? They cleaned it up.
Bob Kraft.
There you go.
It wasn't the season, though, because the season.
It was Putin and the KGB rigging the election and the Super Bowl.
So you're saying the Atlanta Falcons won the popular vote?
Yes.
But not, so that's what
there
I was
were
say.
People on
not
Twitter.
My Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, exactly. There were people on Twitter that were tweeting, "God damn it! I can't believe white supremacy won," and they were serious because the Patriots have the most white players.
Well, I thought, like I said, I thought it was gonna be rigged for us because that Mercedes. You know, we got the new stadium opening, and the Mercedes had that big spot, which was directed by the Coen brothers, which. It could have been directed by anybody.
Yeah, that was pretty good, though.
But it could have been, I mean, really, did you feel like there was any Coen to
it
at all?
Not really. How are you going
to
get Coens in a 30-second spot or 60-second spot?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I wonder how much they paid.
Well, it's cool to see Fonda.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, it was as good as any, and the car was fucking sweet.
Yes, it was.
Anyway.
Something I'll never be able to afford.
Yeah.
Never say never. Never say never. Yes, I'm pretty sure.
You're not into cars anyway. You'd never spend that kind of money on a car.
No, because I get in wrecks or I back into trees and posts.
you just tear the armrest out and throw it out on
the
fucking highway.
What? You both talking.
Sorry.
What did you say?
You park too close to the curb and then smash your car with a tire iron.
Now, let me tell you what happened. I didn't have any sleep that day, and it was about 98 degrees, and I got a flat tire. And when I went to go change it, I was too close to the curb, and I just lost my shit and started hitting the hood of the car with the tire iron. And Jeff called me the Hulk. I lost my
you
shit.
You wouldn't like me or whatever.
Oh, I remember. It was like back on MySpace, because didn't Jeff do that picture of you and put it on MySpace? Like,
no, I photoshopped it.
Oh, that was you that did
that? The Hulk in front of the car, Yeah, that was MySpace. We were talking 2005 or 6.
2006, yeah.
Yeah, it must have been 6 or 7. I don't know. Those days go by so fast. Oh, so there's that.
Didn't you do like a shit ton of damage to your car?
Yeah, I did a lot of damage. It cost about $700 to fix.
If you would have just smashed your windshield, it would have been just as satisfying and only probably cost you like $100.
That's when you're the Altima with all the mismatched tires.
Yeah, definitely the mismatched tires. Okay, we're done talking about my shitty car. Okay, we're done.
Super Bowl was rigged.
Super Bowl wasn't rigged. You can't rig a sporting
Vegas,
event.
Man.
Huh?
Vegas.
Why would... I don't get it.
We didn't talk about the commercials that we hated, though.
Hmm? We didn't All right, what ones did you hate?
The Febreze one.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
Hated it.
Fucking dumb.
Yeah, like, why do you want to think about all these fucking gross people going and taking a crap?
I didn't see right. that Mr. Clean one everybody was talking about. Was that good?
No.
Yeah, it was all right.
Like, you're going to get... You're all Benjamin, moist over a cartoon.
Old Benjamin said he dreamed all night that Mr. Clean was raping his family.
I like the old Mr. Clean.
Yeah. I mean, this one is like... He's all dressed like he's in a nightclub in Miami.
I didn't like the 84 Lumber commercial. The Trek of the Illegals. You didn't see that one? Okay, 84 Lumber is a lumber company.
Yeah, I've heard
of it. So they sell lumber.
Wait, mm-hmm. 84 Lumber is a lumber company?
Exactly. And so they show...
Next you're going to be telling me Joseph A. Bank is not a bank.
No, they're a clothier. But you knew that already. This commercial shows a Mexican lady and her daughter, you know, canvassing across Mexico.
Oh, right. Okay.
And
yeah.
On their way to the United States. And the commercial was so controversial that Fox would only air it up to a certain point, and then you had to go to the 84 Lumber website to watch the rest of it. I'm guessing that they got across the river or through the tunnel or over the fence, whatever they were doing to get here, and buy our lumber.
Okay, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
That's what it was for.
Oh, okay.
Like, we're inclusive. Come to the United States. Movie trailers. Logan. I've seen that one, but
awesome.
That was good.
That looked really good.
What other movies?
Baywatch, garbage.
Fast and Furious 8.
Garbage.
I don't know anything about those movies, yeah. So that's why every new movie that comes out where they take it up another notch is more confusing than the last one. They're in Antarctica. Driving cars.
Why?
Fighting them with a submarine.
Yeah. A submarine just popped. And Ludacris is driving the submarine.
Is he racing a whale with a Lamborghini?
I don't know.
What is happening?
But could you imagine the prospect of Ludacris driving
it's
a submarine?
Ludacris.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to go race a submarine in Antarctica. You thought I was 770?
Roll out.
404.
That Humpty Dumpty one was stupid, too.
I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
And that Cure for Wellness, that looks pretty messed up.
Yeah, it does.
It kind of looks like Shutter Island in a way. Plus, too, because that kid kind of looks like Leonardo DiCaprio a little bit, too. So.
Shutter Island was
terrible.
What's
that unnecessary Handmaid's
Tale
remake?
You only watch it once. Because I feel like if you revisit it.
What?
Did you only watch it one time?
What?
Shutter Island.
Yeah, but it's just another Scorsese clunker.
I thought that the first time I watched it, and then I watched it again, and I liked it a lot better.
All right, maybe I'll give it another chance.
Because somebody
made
me. I
watched 20 minutes of it, and there were no shutters. I was like, what the fuck?
Fuck yeah. It's a bunch of shit.
Shutterless Island.
The Handmaid's Tale is being remade for Hulu as a series.
Yeah,
that looks good.
The movie was great.
So what's the deal like with the Handmaid? Like,
exactly like the movie.
It's based on a novel by Margaret Atwood, and it is about a future. It came out in the 80s.
Dystopian, correct.
So the future is right-wing Christians run the country. The country has become a theocracy. And women...
bitches.
Women are...
Trick-ass hoes.
Forced into...
only the fertile ones, right?
Fertile women are forced into servitude to the elites. So what you do is you're a handmaiden, and then you give birth to... You know, the rich people's kids, and the rich people raise the kids. And so there are some in society who do not make it, or they're infertile. And if they're pretty, they can work in a place that's like a strip club and a game, because everybody has to have vices, so they run a vice place.
Oh.
And this woman, she just wants to escape. So, I mean, that's the story.
Elizabeth Moss.
And the original movie was Liam Neeson's wife who passed away.
Oh.
What is her name? Mm. What was her name?
Natasha.
Yes, Richardson.
Yeah.
Because her sister, Jolie Richardson, was on Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
Sean.
Yeah.
Sean. Our son circumcised himself. What a show that was.
Oh, that was a nutty show.
Christian. Of course Christian's his father. Look at him. He doesn't look like a nebbish twit like his father. Anyway, I'm off the track. Who else was in that movie? Roy Scheider, but it wasn't. Robert Duvall, isn't it?
Oh.
Faye Dunaway. And, So that's the people that are in it. Another guy who was pretty big back then, but isn't so big anymore. And well, I can't think of his name. So Aiden something.
But why do they call them handmaids?
Handmaidens.
Why do they call them handmaidens?
Because they're handmaidens. I don't know. You want me to Google it?
Yeah.
They do a bunch of baiting.
Yeah.
So I was going to say. Sounds like they'd be crotch maidens. Or.
Well, I'm going to Google it right now. Why don't you go ahead? Whistle a tune.
Also, you know, and I thought, I really do think that this is would be the full end of this Pirates of the Caribbean shit.
Oh.
But I don't know, man. The preview for that kind of looked dope to me a little bit.
I know, but who gives a shit?
And I don't want to, but it looked kind of cool.
A personal maid or female servant. Something whose essential function is to serve or assist.
To be your hands, I guess, basically.
I guess. Why don't they just call it the uterus maiden?
Okay, all right, fair enough. The baby maid.
The fuck maiden.
The fuck maiden.
All right. So, yeah, that show, I guess. If you've already seen the movie was pretty good. If you've read the book was really good. Elizabeth Moss, you not a fan? Jeff?
Yeah, I like her.
I'm a huge fan. I think she's... Awesome.
I wasn't a big fan of the first movie, so.
Okay. What else did you hate? Because I want to wrap up this Super
That's
Bowl
it.
Bullshit.
That's all.
Because it sucks, man.
The Tide commercial with Jeffrey Tambor was kind of stupid.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was funny with Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny when I really thought Terry had a stain on his shirt earlier in the right. thing. And then when I realized it was just a part of some big goofy ruse, then I was pissed.
Oh, you guys have to be so literal.
$15 million for that commercial.
Well, that's a little excessive.
What? Okay.
Ghost in the Shell commercial, folks. People, check that trailer.
Wasn't Sean really against her playing that chick?
No, I don't think so.
Was your
I
husband
thought he was.
Into that commercial? He's a big gamer, right?
Yeah, but I don't think he really cared.
Ghost in the Shell
He's
is anime.
A big Scarlet fan.
No, it's not a game.
Not a game, it's anime.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's anime. Oh, my. So, Stephanie.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the world? We need some other news.
Oh, God. Well, in the world of why is this happening?
Okay.
They've decided to remake Scarface. Why have they decided to do this? I don't know. There's no reason for it.
Okay, they're remaking Scarface. What era is it going to be set in?
It doesn't say that it's changing the date of it or anything like that. I think it's going to be set in the same time or... I don't think they're updating it.
Okay.
But it's just a remake, straight up.
Straight up remake.
Looks like it.
Brian De Palma movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And our boy Cassian Andor
Diego
from Rogue
Luna.
One. Yeah, Diego Luna is going to be playing Tony Montana.
Tony Montana?
Yeah. He's playing Tony Montana, which to me, I think if you're going to snag anybody from the Star Wars movies, any ethnic person, I would have got Oscar Isaacs.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like he's more Tony Montana than...
My name is Tony Montana.
Diego Luna.
I am a political refugee.
Jimmy Smith.
From Cuba. He's too old.
Tony Montana.
Because Tony gets there young. That was horrible. At least they're having... You know what? At least this movie, it'll be an actual Hispanic person playing...
Well, this is true.
Although some Cubans are white.
I mean, that was kind of like the whole thing with that movie is... I mean, it was a little bit cheesy, Pacino's accent or whatever, but that movie is such a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way that he's going to please people with this. I mean, it's so highly revered.
My favorite was Robert Loggia.
Oh, God. Of course, Robert Loggia.
Robert Loggia. It's Frank. Come on, Tony.
Who else is in it? The guy from Ray Donovan was his right-hand man.
Which guy from
Typecast Ray is the right-hand man. Avi.
Oh, yeah.
And he falls in love with Tony's sister.
Marianne Mastrantonio.
Mastrantonio.
And then Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was so young and just stunning in that movie.
This is the tale of Tony Montana.
I saw that movie very young.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 9 or 10, I think I was. And the chainsaw in the shower scene. That was probably the most graphic thing I'd seen at that point.
We saw that. We snuck into Strawn Auditorium and saw it there, didn't we, Jeff?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We did, yeah, when we were about 7th grade. And I found it at 7th grade level. That was pretty gruesome to catch.
Mm-hmm. Very intense. Very intense. But then didn't you, like, totally, like, it really fed this beginning of, I don't know, whatever, love of violence, the end, whenever he just kind of...
Yeah.
cop by suicide by cop.
Say hello to my little friend. Okay, just, I'm reloading.
He's just got.
Okay, I'm reloading.
Was that the beginning of the end for Pacino?
What do you mean?
Like, didn't he go straight off the cliff after that with the? She's got a great ass. All that shit.
That came much later.
Really?
Because he did a movie after that. God, when did Son of a Woman came out? What, 1990, right? Or 91?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're talking at least 10 years.
What a great ass.
I don't like Son of a Woman.
Nah.
That was his gimme makeup Oscar for the movies.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't care for that. He was just a bunch of yelling and carrying on. I liked him more in some more of his understated roles. Like, I loved him in Insomnia. Mm-hmm. I thought he was great in that.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of those other ones.
I like Injustice for All.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Jack Warden as the judge who loses it.
You're oh, out yeah. Of order. I'm out of order.
Glengarry Glen Ross, though, man.
Yeah.
That's my shit.
That's the bomb.
Love that movie.
I do love that movie.
I've watched it so many times.
Who is he in that? Richard Roma?
I think that's what his name is. Oh, God, when he fucking flips. Him, just that whole movie. Every single person in that movie kills it. That's one of my favorite Jack Lemmon movies of all time. And it's like in the twilight of his career, and he just kills it.
Oh, yeah. They made a character on The Simpsons based on him. Oh, Gil! Oh, jeez.
I was late to the party on that one, too. I only saw it the first time, like, maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
So we can chalk up this Scarface reboot as a bad reboot, and I am definitely not going to see it.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch this. Yeah, I don't think there's any way that they could top it, and it's going to be stupid.
All right, I agree. What's your next story?
the next story is, I think we all kind of saw David Harbour, the sheriff from Stranger Things.
Lose his shit.
Yeah, he kind of lost
his
shit.
I think he lost his shit. I thought it was a great speech.
It was a good speech. It was very rousing. I mean,
he's like, when am I going to win any other kind of award? He's like, you're not going to get an Oscar or a fucking Emmy or anything, probably. So
I thought you liked, you know, he's standing up for the, you know, disenfranchised,
yeah,
the freaks, the geeks.
It was an anti-Trump speech.
He took his opportunity.
But he says, and that was kind of his thing, is he's been explaining that it wasn't meant to be a political speech.
It was all political.
He says that it wasn't. It was just that's how people took it. Meant it as a. That's just how.
I reacted the same way as Winona Ryder.
Did you have a bunch of pizzas coming at your face? That's one of my favorite memes.
She must have been fucked up. This has probably been talked to death by everybody, but she was fucked up.
Well, he said that she's just a very expressive actress, mm-hmm. and, you know, she's just a fun person. And
well, part of it was she couldn't hear what he was saying.
She couldn't?
No, that was part of the explanation.
How could she not hear me? He was shouting.
Because, I don't know, because... the monitors were in front of them or something? I don't know. They weren't mic'd. Actually, he was mic'd, but...
She looked like Hillary Clinton when the balloons dropped at the Democratic National Convention.
I mean, I don't know. According to him, he said that she was just being silly or whatever.
She looked silly. Boobs still look great, though.
Oh, yeah.
She still has magnificent boobs. Always has.
Well, I don't know. He said it wasn't political. He didn't mean it to be political or whatever. But if you are someone who advocates genocide for an entire race, he does think you should be punched in the face.
Okay.
And that was it.
Who advocates for that?
I don't know.
See, that's
he was
the
just
point.
Saying. He was just saying that if you did.
We'll make him a time machine and he can go back and fight the SS.
Those people that say that halftime show was a satanic ritual.
They always say that. Every year it's a satanic ritual. Because they have all sorts of... triangles and Illuminati symbolism. I've seen it worse in the past.
The Super Bowl halftime?
Yeah, always.
Is it a satanic ritual?
Well, according to people who believe in the Illuminati and that it's they're Luciferians, and it's always a big thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
There's certain things you got to look for. If there's black and white checkered floor, that's Masonic. So you look at the floor, and if it looks like that and there's a lot of that symbology there, then it's you know, Illuminati and Masonic. You also look for the triangles and the one eye. If there's one eye open or if there's lots of shapes of eyes, that's also Illuminati and Luciferianism and shit like that.
What about if you're looking for the camel toe? That's what I was looking for.
That's also one eye. It kind of looks like one eye.
Well, the camel toe, don't enter into it. As they say. You can go to YouTube and in the search bar type in Mark, M-A-R-K, Dice, D-I-C-E, Mark Dice. And you can just go watch all his videos because every single event he points out the Illuminati stuff that's going on. So if you're interested in that shit.
I'm not. Not at all.
Then you don't have to do it.
I'm not doing it.
Mark Dice, that's right. Mark Dice, who calls people. Well, he let's just say he uses a lot of alliteration to talk about people.
Well, he said that, you know, well the whole thing, my whole driving point was they acted like they were going to give away some stuff about season two.
Mm-hmm.
But much like the trailer that we saw during the Super Bowl.
Let go my ego.
Yeah. Did you see that was that one Jacoby brother? From the original Ego, the shitty, from the Pee-wee's Big Adventure, that Jacoby brother.
It was nice to see boys wearing Ghostbusters costumes.
It was so cool. I loved it.
Not girls. That's on Showtime or HBO. Should I watch it?
What?
That's Ghostbusters.
That's not terrible.
Better
to. I mean, I feel like if you're like sitting around eating a bowl of cereal one morning, it's on. Fuck it. Oh, whatever.
Cereal.
Oh, God, though. But Melissa McCarthy is Sean Spicer.
Yeah. Cereal and toast?
Look, if I want to, not every cow patty will yield worms if you lift it up. So I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know either. So you didn't see her playing Sean Spicer?
No, I don't watch. I didn't watch the Saturday Night Live yet.
Okay.
You should have, man. That Totino's commercial was fucking killer.
What was it about?
I didn't watch all of it. Okay, I only watched her doing Sean Spicer. That's it.
They have all the people sitting around watching the big game.
Uh-huh.
And we
can say Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. But he's like, honey, the big game's on. Get us some of those Totinos. And so she's in the kitchen cooking the pizza rolls.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like, we need more Totinos. Dave's here, and he brought his sister, and it's Kristen Stewart. And she comes in, and she's like, drop dead gorgeous. And the wife is like, oh, my God. And they like have this huge moment, and the sister's like, I forget what she says her name is, but it's some French name. And she's like, what's your name? And Vanessa Bayer's like, I never had a name. She can't even take it. They're just like making out and spraying water all over each other and shit. And the husband keeps going, where are those Totinos? You got to watch it.
What was the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory thing? Was that any good?
No, that was kind of stupid. It was the very last sketch. And it was like, She was Charlie, and she comes home with the ticket, and what's his name?
Grandpa Joe.
Yeah, he gets up, and he's like dancing around, like, we got to go. And Charlie's like, what the hell, Grandpa? I thought you had polio or something. and he's dancing around, and he's like, you know, let me do my number. And he's like, no, I thought you. He's like, I had to take a job with a bookie. I make like 13 cents a month. We're eating cabbage water, and you're just laying in bed. And then the other grandpa gets out of bed, and he's like, you can walk too.
All right, I'm glad I didn't see it.
It was kind of funny.
But in the end, they didn't really show a shit.
Speaking of season two of Stranger Things, which they are filming right now in Atlanta, I have seen David Harbour in Cabbage Town. I saw him walk up and down the street. He's been in like a Carroll Street Cafe. They all go to the Carroll Street Cafe. Charlie Heaton and Joe Keery. Now, Charlie played Jonathan, and Joe Keery played Steve Harrington, you know, the boyfriend with the goofy hair.
The small face.
Yes. They both hang out there, and I've seen them while I was out on the bench smoking.
Charlie Heaton's like the sleepy Leonardo DiCaprio looking guy.
Joe Keery walked by and went, "Sup, man?" And Winona lives around that area, but she lives in a house. She rents a house, and she doesn't go out like the others do.
Trying to scope out those boobs.
Well, you know, I wouldn't do that to her. It's fantasy where she bums a cigarette off me and I get her autograph.
Aww. Because
that's where the fantasy has to end.
Well, I understand. I
Thanks
mean,
for the autograph.
As well it should.
Right. What else is in the news?
Oh, now this is big news to me for sure, because I am one of the biggest Ben and Jerry's fans ever.
Okay.
I got pint slices, yo. I never
All right,
thought this would
happen.
Explain
this to me. What's a pint slice?
Okay, so you know what a Klondike bar is, right?
I know what a Klondike. Go ahead. What?
You've
so
had.
What would you do for a Ben and Jerry's bar?
Let's see.
Would you kill a guy?
Would you kill a guy?
I'd kill a guy.
That's from.
Depends on who it is.
Isn't that Family Guy?
Yeah.
What would you do for a Klondike bar? Would you kill a guy? These got to be better than the Klondike bars. When are they out?
Yeah.
Where can we?
They're
get
out
them?
Now.
Okay.
They are out right now.
What is it? Like four slices?
You get three.
Three. Okay.
Three slices, and it's so basically they take the pint that you would normally buy. They chop it up into three slices, and then they dip each slice in chocolate.
There's no way you're not eating all three of those.
Fuck yeah, you're eating all three slices.
Odds are you're stoned.
Yeah.
If you're not stoned, you're hungry and you know, just like.
Are they doing them all, every flavor?
No, we got, you got Americone Dream.
Which I don't like.
I don't like that.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
I do like that.
Me too. Chocolate fudge brownie.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
And the classic vanilla peanut butter cup.
Yeah. I do like that one.
I like that one a lot.
I want my favorite fish food.
My favorite is everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Because that's anything you want half is in the
fish
shit.
Food.
Are they doing the core ones like that? Oh, good.
They haven't. Oh, God. Who? I'm sure they'll move on
the
to core.
Salted caramel core.
I'm sure core will come on. Because, like, that would be perfect. You bite into it, and then it's got the big gooey core in the middle of it. That'd be fucking sweet.
If I don't see any Kroger on my way home, I'm going to go home and do a cum tribute to one of the pictures from a magazine.
Don't cum on Ben and Jerry.
Do you know what a cum tribute is?
It sounds like you're going to skeet on Ben and Jerry.
Do you know what it is, Jeff?
Yes, I know what it is.
He knows it. That's his favorite subreddit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No. What is it?
Huh?
What is
it? Do you want me to tell you?
I guess. Now I need to know.
Go to motherless.com.
No, no.
I'm not going to anything like that.
No, don't go to any websites. No. It's on Reddit.
I don't do that anymore.
All right, there's a subset of people who like to do sea tributes. I've already said it once. Like cum tributes.
All right.
And they put like saran wrap on their iPad and they jizz on some girl's face and take a picture of it. And then they've done a cum tribute, and then they post it into a subreddit. And so there's this big subreddit of people who want to look at other people. Anyway, there it is. It's disgusting. And I'm sorry to the listeners that I shared that with you, that I would even know what this is about.
And they feel that this really celebrates this person.
Feminism.
This really celebrates,
celebrates
them.
Feminism.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love you so much, I masturbated.
Oh, my God.
My
thank
bed.
You. Ooh. Please do this for me.
Well, some women on the subreddits, I mean, I read all about the stuff on the websites I go to.
That's always been my fantasy, to have somebody blast their load on my face on, you know, that'd be
a
great.
A picture of you.
A picture
That's
of
why
you
don't have any pictures on social media.
See, this all comes from.
For many reasons.
No pun intended. This all comes from an early Yahoo group, called Jack Off on Joyce DeWitt.
Why Joyce DeWitt?
I don't know.
That's so random.
But there was a website on Yahoo in the groups called Jack Off on Joyce DeWitt.
She was asking for it.
And there were 40 to 50 pictures of guys jerking off onto a printout, a computer printout of Joyce DeWitt. And I don't think that was appropriate.
I don't understand why they picked Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce DeWitt picked it herself. She started.
She did.
Okay. I mean, for that matter, I mean, why wouldn't you pick Judith Light? I mean, why?
Jack off to Judith Light. Why wouldn't you pick Aaron Moran?
Well, I mean, that would even be more understandable.
Hey.
I mean.
Chachi.
That's just me. I don't know.
Skeechy.
Let's move past this.
I can't.
We have to.
You know, you got to dig me out of these holes.
We got to push on. We got to get out of here.
Did anybody watch Powerless besides me?
All right, what's
this
Powerless?
This is your news story.
Yeah.
Ron Funches and Alan Two Dicks.
Alan Two Dick.
Yeah. What is it? What is it? What is it? Powerless.
It's set in the DC universe.
There's your problem right there.
Vanessa Hudgens, right, is the lead.
Uh-huh.
And she goes,
problem number
goes
two.
To work for Alan Two Dick, who plays Bruce Wayne's cousin.
Uh-huh.
And they work for this company that like cleans up after superheroes.
Oh, I saw the previews for this.
Okay.
I love Ron Funches and I like Alan Tudyk, but this show was terrible.
Going to get canceled?
It's NBC, so probably.
Yeah. How about APB? Have you guys checked that out
that
yet?
That starts tonight.
Yeah, I'm just seeing. I'm looking
I
at
like Justin Kirk, so I'm going to watch the first one.
He's from Weeds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Powerless didn't do anything. Two things right there. DC Universe, Vanessa Hudgens, I'm out.
That comes on after Black 24, right?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I didn't watch that either.
Black 24, I had no idea that you had said black before 24.
At least it's a dude.
But you were thinking it. I just said it out loud.
Huh? I wasn't thinking black 24.
You've been thinking it.
Shouldn't it be 25 since they're never on time? Oh, yeah!
At least they didn't do Jackie Bauer.
Jackie Bauer? I know. Who would have played Jackie Bauer? Or Jane Bauer?
No,
could have just
God.
Been his daughter.
Yeah.
That actress hasn't done shit.
Not since,
oh, God.
She hooked up with C. Thomas Howell.
Oh, it was that show that was so good that she was on ABC with Casey Wilson.
I thought they were going to call, didn't you say they were going to call him Black Bauer?
No.
Maybe.
Black Bauer. That's better than my 25, terrible 25 joke. So,
I didn't watch it. I was never a big fan of the original 24.
I didn't either. It was just a bunch of yelling and him shooting a gun in the air.
Chloe. I loved it. I thought it was great. When Edgar died, I cried.
And it's everybody from the original one that, that was dead, right? I saw that one guy.
What guy?
I don't know what his name was. He was on the original series and got killed.
He's not on it, is he?
Yeah.
Ah. I don't know what you're talking about. Peter Weller was in it.
I love Peter Weller.
Mm-hmm. He played Jack's dad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Jack Bauer's father.
I always loved him in Firstborn.
Huh?
Firstborn. Remember he played the douchebag boyfriend?
Yes.
Terry Garr's douchebag boyfriend.
That's right.
Got her all hooked on coke.
Terry Garr, she was hot.
She was.
She was. Way back in the day.
Yeah, it's like every guy was hot for Terry Garr.
Uh-huh. It's because she was funny.
I guess so.
Where are we?
I got one more story.
Okay.
So the ex-president's daughter.
Which president?
President Obama.
Oh, President Obama. Yeah. Malia?
Yes, the eldest.
She's the best. Yeah. She's tall. She likes to smoke weed.
It looks like it's suiting her up real good, who she's fitting in with, because she's rolling with the Hollywood set, the Hollyweed set, actually.
That's right.
Looks like she's the one who is deciding if your script is going to make it to Harvey Weinstein or not.
Okay.
She's interning for them now. So she's deciding whenever your scripts come through if it's a piece of shit and it's going in the trash or if they're actually going to get to take a look at it and maybe possibly option it.
I'm very proud of her. I know a good friend of mine was working on a script about Benghazi and he was going to send it to the Weinsteins, thankfully. The movie is not going to be made. So Michelle and I are working on a buddy picture. Jeff, you might like this. This is a buddy picture with Olivia Munn.
I liked her Super Bowl commercial. Did you see that one?
No, I wasn't watching the game. It's a buddy picture, and Malia knows about this, and it's going to get greenlit. Believe me. Olivia Munn and Olivia Munn. So it's a computer, whatever. She plays twins. And it's called The Sexy Adventures of Olivia Munn and Her Gigantic Half Asian, Half White Breasts. It's a working title. And in the
Did
movie.
Did you come up with that on the beach when you were sitting there with your hat on backwards last week?
No, actually, I run a cum tribute subreddit for Olivia Munn. There was a room in the White House that I had to clean up before we moved out where I would just jack off on the pictures and slap them on the wall. Kind of like Philip Seymour Hoffman did in Happiness with the Phone Book.
And they're all Olivia Munn?
Nine out of ten.
What was the tenth one?
Aaron Rodgers. just one.
Just for admiration?
Yeah. So, best of luck to her.
Okay. Yes. Well, good luck.
Well, my daughter is going to be working in the movies, too, when she gets old enough. Not Ivanka. Ivanka's doing a lot. The ugly daughter of mine. The one that you don't see a lot.
Tiffany?
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Great. She's ugly. She's very ugly. She looks too much like Trump. Not enough like Marla. Very ugly.
What is she going to be doing in the movies?
She'll be doing a lot of nude scenes in the future.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, she's ugly. Who's going to want to see that?
Good body. Great body. Dynamite body. I love her body. She's fantastic. She's great.
When did you see her naked?
Very, very good. I gave her a bath when she was young. When she was younger. Let's not go there.
How long ago was this?
It was obviously before Ivanka was born because all his attention went to Ivanka.
Isn't Ivanka beautiful? Once her breasts came in, and then I bought more to make them bigger. They're amazing. Very, very amazing. Very amazing.
Well, I can't wait to see this.
What?
I can't wait to see Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Her debut.
Who's Tiffany? Oh, my daughter. You never see her.
No, well, I mean, like you said, she's ugly.
She's not ugly. I don't
well, it's into his standards.
I think she's an attractive young lady. She's got fish mouth.
She's weird looking.
She's not weird looking. I mean, we can say this about our betters.
She's weird looking. Yeah.
Carlos Bernard was the guy I was trying to think of. He played Tony Alameda on the original series.
He's on 24
he's
again?
He's on the new one, yeah.
He's not Tony Alameda, though.
I don't know. That's
Can't be. Tony Alameda's dead.
No, that's what I'm saying. Why do they have that same guy?
Oh, actually, Jack thought he was dead, and then he came back. See, shit, now I got to go watch all 12 seasons of it. Right. That ain't happening.
But I saw him in the commercial. I was like, how are they going to have that guy back? He's dead.
So that was your last story, huh?
That was my last story.
Oh, boy.
Oh. If I...
Do you guys miss Ira? I miss Ira.
I do miss Ira.
Come back, Ira.
Dirt ball.
Okay, so we got a new segment here. This is a ham-handed transition, but speaking of Malia, this is a segment that Stephanie came up with called Radio Pitch, and why don't you tell us what it is?
Okay, so I thought it would be fun.
We thought it would be funny.
Yeah.
We thought it would be funny.
Kind of in the same vein of what Malia is doing.
Okay.
Is if we pitch you guys, the radios, an idea that we might have for a movie.
Okay.
And see what you guys think, if it's worth making or not. If you have any ideas about Adnan or what you guys think we could do to make it better.
Can you do a poll on Facebook?
I couldn't.
No, I know you can't. I'm saying, can you do a poll on the Facebook page? I'm trying to think of... So the three of us are going to read our pitches that we made. And I want to make it interactive and then give away a prize.
Oh, okay. What kind of prize are you going to give away?
I have some things in mind.
Some Ben and Jerry's slices?
Give a prize to whoever's pitch does the best?
Well,
so I'll win the prize because my movie's the best.
Whoever wrote the fucking TLDR pitch here is going to win.
What?
TLDR.
Well, there's two short ones.
That's Steph's.
Yeah. Oh, Steph's is the long one?
The TLDR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what TLDR means?
No.
Too long didn't read. But I did read it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not lying.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not lying.
How do you know that's going to win?
Well, I'm just assuming.
Because you got all the details.
It's got all the words.
Oh, please.
I want to think of a contest because I want this to be interactive for the. You know what? I'll make a thread on the Facebook page and let them pitch and put their own pitches on there, and we'll choose which one we like, and we'll read it next week on the show.
Right. That'll be a good one.
And, and we'll send them a little present.
We'll do, like, the top three, and then the number one, we'll vote on who's number one, and they'll get a prize.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
And we should probably preface this with that.
The prize is probably going to be one of Steph's gooey cookies.
I have an open copy of that the last Madea movie that came out on Blu-ray.
I feel like you could do a cum tribute to somebody.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to do that for
somebody? I don't want to do that for anybody.
Okay. I think that people would really love that.
Sure they would.
Eric Maelstrom. I mean, let's see who else. Who else do we got?
The Patron people are in for a treat.
Yeah. You put that on there. Lots of great rewards.
Patron people, tweet Tim your
Patreon.
Photos.
No, your Patreon. Yeah. Come tribute. Yay.
I did a come tribute to Ernest Borgnine. I will fold it up and mail it to you.
$1 Patreon level gets cum tribute.
It'll be a mystery cum tribute if you can peel the sheets apart and figure out who it is.
I'll do a cum tribute to your grandparents.
Oh, I'm not going to call this episode cum tribute. I might call it C tribute.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's terrible.
It
so
is.
I should know all
let's
these
take,
things.
Let's take a break and then come back and do the pitches.
Why do you want to take a break?
I just got to take a piss.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I need a cookie too before we do this.
Can I make it a nookie cookie?
If you need to, don't tribute on my cookies.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook Radio Labyrinth. Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com. Find yourself an appointment and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're back. It's a very long break. So, now it's time for Radio Pitch, Radio Pitch. We make a lot of movie ideas in our heads and read them.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, you go first.
All right, mine's called Extra Space.
Extra Space.
Starring Kevin James.
Okay.
Kevin James plays a guy
uh-huh.
who books a kind of like passengers. He books an interstellar flight where they're going to be put into suspended animation.
Uh-huh.
And he's a little too portly to fit properly inside the pod.
Okay.
And so his pod malfunctions, and he wakes up and finds that the ship is under attack.
So the attack jostles him loose?
Right.
Okay.
And he has to fend off the aliens and save the ship and the passengers by himself. It's kind of like Die Hard in space versus aliens.
Interesting.
Starring Kevin James.
Okay. I like
and
that.
Maybe
I
he
like
can it. Find another fat guy to help him, like, in the second act. Maybe he'll get Will Sasso or somebody. In another pod somewhere.
Shouldn't there be a hot chick to help him out?
There'll be like an AI that's like Olivia Munn or somebody.
What okay. is it? It's always Olivia Munn.
Right.
Always.
She's the it girl.
Yep.
I guess so.
All right.
I like Olivia Munn.
She's all right.
She's great, but I mean, there's other people.
A little full of herself.
Yeah, I mean.
A little full of Aaron Rodgers. Made him hate his family. Turned him against his family. Terrible. All right, so Extra Space, Kevin James in space.
He's too fat. Die Hard in Space.
Die Hard in Space versus
Sorry,
aliens.
Kevin James.
All right. My movie is called The Dunham Dimension. Lena Dunham's vagina is a portal to another dimension.
I'm in.
Daniel, this sounds true.
Daniel Morris, played by Jeff Goldblum, and his daughter Ellie, played by Jaden Smith, stumble upon a mysterious, pungent world full of pebbles and zombie tadpoles, hell-bent on releasing their amphibious demon creatures into an unsuspecting world. It's a race against time in this action-packed sci-fi thriller.
It's a race against time?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to them?
How do they get inside Lena Dunham's vagina in the first place?
Yeah.
They're walking down the street in New York, and she's laying down.
They just fall in. I have heard that that happens sometimes.
And you're taking the whole... politically correct modern twist on things is where Jaden Smith plays
playing a girl.
Yeah. Also black.
I don't feel like you're too far off the mark on that. I mean, he dresses like a girl most of the time anyway. So
I just think it's great casting.
It's great casting.
You never explain that anything about like if he's really Jeff Goldblum's son or if he's adopted or anything.
You mean like that Jurassic Park sequel right. where he had the black daughter and right. he never even explained it?
Right. Oh, yeah, because they were just like, you should know.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
That's not important.
Don't worry about it, racist. Just sit down.
We don't see color or sex.
Shut up.
That's right. Not in this world.
We only see Lena Dunham's vagina.
That's right. I picture her vagina like that worm from Empire Strikes Back that the Millennium Falcon lands in.
Wow.
Yeah, and then there's those Minox flying around.
Very cavernous.
Yes.
There's a lot of things in there.
And moist.
I'm sure drippy. There's a lot of stalactites and stalagmites to get hung up on.
Went in there.
She wouldn't be able to get in her own vagina.
Just her head? She couldn't just get her head.
She couldn't get
there.
Her head in there. She gets her hand in there all the time. One of the what are they called? Mylocks? That's how she always Mylocks. Has scabs on her fingers so they nip at her.
Oh.
They're always nipping at her. The Dunham Dimension, rated R. Get on that, Malia Obama. All right, Stephanie.
Okay, so mine
Too
is...
Too long, didn't read.
F you. Mine is sort of a reboot of two different types of movies.
Okay.
It's called Predator Alliance, A Planet for Jewels.
Okay.
Okay. So fade in. It's the mid-90s, and a young predator lands on Earth to reluctantly begin his hunt. And I say reluctantly because he's not like the other predators. He doesn't like this whole hunting business, you know. And so instead, he decides to kind of like kick it at this drive-in theater. And they're playing Pulp Fiction at the time. So he becomes obsessed with Sam Jackson's character, Jules.
Okay.
So much so that he begins to mimic his voice and just completely adopts his persona as Jules. Flash forward, 50 years. I don't know if you guys saw the last Alien versus Predator. I'm trying to keep it canon here.
Okay.
In that
I
one,
appreciate that.
In that one, there was the alien pred,
yeah.
Whereas the hybrid,
right.
which is like a badass aliens predator thing that came together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so flash forward 50 years, those things have taken over the predator's entire planet and killed, like, most of the predators.
Okay.
So there's just, like, a few of them left, and they just kind of wander the war universe in, like, this little ragtag group as nomads because they don't have a planet anymore. And they all hate Jules because he's very irritating to them, the way he talks like Sam Jackson all the time.
And he's with them.
And he's with them.
Okay.
Yes. But they got to kind of stay together just because there's a few of them left.
Right.
So they end up back on Earth. They're going back to Earth, which he's stoked about going back to Earth. But when they get there, they're immediately attacked by something they can't see. And they're, like, getting picked off left and right. But what they don't realize is that the Earth has been taken over by Terminators. It's Terminator time. And they can't see the Terminators because they don't have heat signatures. Which is what Predators need to be able to see to target.
I see.
Got it?
Got it.
So Jules is mangled. All of the other Predators get killed. Jules is mangled, but there's, like, three humans. There's not many humans left. But there's, like, three humans. Taryn, played by Nick Frost, which is, you know, Simon Pegg's best friend in Shaun of the Dead.
Right.
And Freema, which is Naomi Harris, the sweet-ass, the black chick from Skyfall.
Right.
And Trust, who is Nicholas Holt, which is Nux from Mad Max.
Okay.
I wanted them all to be British because I thought that was cool.
Okay.
So those are the three. So they take them back to their little area or whatever, and they nurse them back to health. And they're like, oh, my God. Because what's his face? Taryn realizes that he sounds like Sam Jackson.
How would he know, though, if it's 50 years in the future?
Well, because he saw Pulp Fiction. It's iconic film.
It's a cult classic.
Okay, it was on Turner Classic Movies in the future.
Yes, and somehow I want to work it into where, like, he only says lines from the movie.
Okay.
I don't know how I would do that, but, like, he would only say, like, sewer
rat. They speak English in what?
Exactly. Exactly. That is a tasty beverage.
Royale, I mean, just with cheese.
Exactly.
Look at the big brain on Brad.
And so So he convinces them that if they capture it, because he realizes, hey, if we can't see the Terminators, then maybe the alien preds back on my planet can't see them either. So if you guys help me capture one of them, which would be played by Armie Hammer, we can reprogram them, and then we'll go back to my planet, we'll kick their ass, and then we can live on my planet all happy and cool like this big fucked up family.
And repopulate it with predators.
Yes.
Okay.
And humans.
Okay.
And just, like, all live together. And then we don't have to hunt no more.
Okay.
And that would be it.
I like that. We don't have to hunt no more.
That's all you had to say.
That's all you had to say. But check this out. Anyway, that's a good one. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's not enough of Lena Dunham's vagina in it for my...
Oh, there's no vaginas in it.
Particular taste.
There's no nudity.
Why, is PG-13?
There's no nudity.
Okay.
No nudity at all.
No nudity.
How many motherfuckers are going to be in it?
Lots. Well, see, this is what got me thinking about it, because I just got this image of, okay, you know in the original Predator, whenever he's watching them in the trees, and he's picking up how they say stuff, and he's saying it over and over.
Right, right.
I just pictured him saying...
Get through the chopper.
No, I just pictured him saying, it's the one with bad motherfucker on it.
Yeah.
It's the one with bad motherfucker on it. Learning to say the voice over and over, and that's what got me thinking
can't
about it.
Can't do that, Ringo. I'm afraid I can't do that, Ringo.
Exactly.
You are one ugly motherfucker.
What are we all with? We're like Fonzie. I don't remember the line. We're all like cool little Fonzie. Could you hand me one of those, please?
Sure.
No.
Stephanie brought, what are these things?
They're chocolate... Gooey chocolate oatmeal bars.
Steph did a tribute on one of them.
I did a sea tribute, right? On two of them.
On two of them, so it's like a ookie cookie.
Salmon-y.
Yeah. Yep.
Salmon-y.
You know me. I keep it 100 down below.
Clammy.
So those were our radio pitches.
All right, those are our radio pitches. I want you guys out there listening to do your own radio pitches. Post them on the Facebook. I'll create a thread.
Oh, my God. We could read them.
Yeah, we'll read them. Then we don't have to write our own. And I don't have to come up with something as lazy and stupid as the Dunham Dimension.
Oh, my God. If you guys would put scripts on there, if you guys made up characters for us to read, oh, my God, I think that would be so much fun.
We'll do them.
Oh, my God, I would love that.
We'll act them out.
Oh, my God, that would be so much fun.
It would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be
great. Don't worry about it. It'll be great. It'll be excellent. So, all right. I like that. I like that a lot.
It's fun.
All right, this is going to be the second week in a row where we don't do radio or ADO Labyrinth. I have an idea for one that I want to do it next week. I just didn't get to it. I didn't finish it. But it, my idea was going to be the 10 best sex romps of the 1980s. If you remember the 80s, there were a lot of movies with teenagers in them having sex. Well, they're actually people in their mid-20s playing teenagers. And I have a couple of synopses done. Did you guys want to do your own, or do you want to follow the list that I made?
Well, I watched Zapped because we were going to talk about these 80s sex comedies, but...
So are we not doing it, or are we doing it? What are we
doing? No, we're not going to do it.
There was, like, hardly any any boobs in it at all.
There's only one nude scene in
it. I know. I remembered it being, like... All like a lot of possibility and all kinds of hotness being, but there was like one scene of boobs in the entire movie.
Right, the girl wearing a sweater and they, he makes them pop open.
All right,
only one.
Well, if we're not talking about it, why are we talking about?
I'm teasing it. It's called a tease.
Plus, Zapped. Well, it didn't make your anybody's list.
Well, the one that you didn't put on there and then I said in the text was Tomboy. That was one of my favorites.
What's Tomboy?
Tomboy. Remember, it even had the theme song, Tomboy, she's a roadrunner, Tomboy. Nope. You don't remember that one?
Who was in it?
Betsy Russell.
Who's Betsy Russell?
The Tomboy.
Yeah, remember, okay, Night of the Comet.
Yeah, all right.
Betsy Russell with the brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had great rack. But yeah, she was a tomboy.
Okay.
She's a grease monkey.
A grease monkey.
Yeah, and she was always like, you know, doing her thing and fixing cars and shit. You looking it up right now?
Holy cow, she does have big boobs.
Yeah.
I didn't remember her having big boobs in that movie, though.
Yeah. She, you know, had a whole theme song and everything. That was one of those late-night Skinamax flicks.
She was in Private School.
There you go. Yeah, she was a classic. I can't believe you don't know who Betsy Russell is.
Sorry, I don't remember. She's 53.
How do I know that?
Hey, listen, I don't know. She's married to Vincent Van Patten.
Look how good she looks still.
Or was married. She's single now. She does look good still.
Yeah, she no surgery, doesn't look like. She doesn't look like she's been duck-faced or anything.
So she was in Night of the Comet.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't remember her being that cute in Night of the Comet. I like the other girl better.
I looked up to her. I think I saw her when I was really young, and she was like one of my little, like,
she's
I
Angel.
Wish I... Yes! Yes!
She's Angel.
Yes, fuck yes, Tim, yes.
Or she Avenging Angel. She's not the original
right,
Angel.
Right, she's Avenging Angel. She was like one of the, like, I wanted to be her. Like, I thought she was so pretty and I wanted to be Betsy Russell.
Come on, Molly, show us your whisker biscuit. You ever see that movie, Angel?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Oh, God.
Zoinks.
Zoinks? What are you talking about?
There's a picture of her.
See?
At.
Like, she's gorgeous.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Betsy Russell, not bad. I don't remember her from Night of the Comet. Okay, then now I do. I see a picture of her from there.
See, she didn't show her boobs in Night of the Comet.
So, she, you know what I think? She was also in a Star Trek movie.
She probably was.
How come they haven't remade Night of the Comet yet?
Because it was a terrible movie.
Shut your fucking mouth. I will wash your mouth out.
Chakotay's in it.
I know. They need to remake it, though. With all the zombie stuff going on.
No, leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone.
I love that movie just the way it is.
All right, is Tomboy the movie where she's riding the horse topless?
No. She should be on there with it. She's got a holding a monkey wrench, and she's got her little cabbie hat on. She's all greased up in some shorty shorts with a tank top.
Was
on
there
the
nudity
cover.
In it?
Tons.
All right, I'm gonna have to watch. That.
She's like banging some dude on a rock by a lake and shit.
She's a tomboy.
She's tomboy.
All right, tomboy it is. I'll
she's
check
tomboy,
that out.
But she's a she shows in her tits, and she's, you know.
All right, well, add it to the list that's on the current thing, and then I'll rewrite it for next week.
Throw Tomboy on there. You're going to watch it between now and then?
I'll try to find it, yeah. It'll probably be on YouTube or something.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it.
Speaking of YouTube, there's an instructional video that Jeff might find handy on YouTube that they won't take down.
How to do a T-tribute?
No, it's all the gay, the various types of gay sex things that you can do if you're a homosexual male. And there's peeing.
Why are you trying to get this taken down?
I'm not trying to get it taken down. I'm just telling you that it's on there. And the reason you...
Why do you know that this is on there?
I saw it on 4chan where I see everything. Yeah. They, it's
you and your boyfriend were looking for...
okay.
We were looking to make a sea tribute to...
You were trying to spice
no, but there's this,
up.
There's a video on there, and it has... It's graphic. It's super graphic, including the German arm thing. And, you know, what the Germans do.
To the elbow?
Well, it only goes to the wrist. Anyway.
Wait, this is the thing from Top Secret, that machine?
Uh-huh.
You remember in Top Secret?
No.
When they had the machine? You remember the movie Top Secret?
Yeah, I do.
Straight, you know, the thing that plugged into the wall, and it was the whole arm?
Uh-huh.
Remember?
No, this is two dudes on YouTube.
But that's what I'm saying. It was a whole arm that went up to the elbow. I was wondering what the fuck you did with it. So I guess there is a...
Oh, yeah, there is. You can buy that at Sears.
Okay, all right.
They do have the rubber fish you can get at Sears.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I didn't realize that you stuck that whole thing in somebody's butt.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I guess you could.
I didn't know that.
I guess you could. But this video is on YouTube, and it's shocking because, you know, YouTube, you can't show boobs on there, but you can show the arm thing. That's pretty sad.
All right. Because
anyway.
It's clinical.
Yeah, it's clinical. It's clinical. Blah. So, yeah, we'll do that next week. Also, we're probably going to be talking about The Walking Dead next week because it returns Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's one commercial.
Yeah, I like that commercial, too, where they smashed the football with Lucille.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, you guys are you don't read the comic book, right, Steph?
No.
But, Jeff, you read the comic book, right?
Yeah.
All right. Where are we going to be here in this season? Are they going to finish the war, or are they going to take care of Negan the second half of the season?
Maybe.
And then we'll get to see the Whisper War.
Yeah, that's probably still a ways away, like next season or the season after that, maybe.
Well, you don't think they'll tease it?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe that person that's following them around with the boots is part of the Whisperers. I don't know.
We'll see. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm very much so looking forward to it.
I just feel like I just picture the Ying Yang twins out there doing that. Wait till you see my dick. Wait till you see my.
On that note, it's time to do our staff picks. Staff picks for this week. I would like to defer to Stephanie to start.
Okay, mine is, it's on Netflix, and it's the National Lampoon Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant, and Dead.
What a great documentary.
So
yeah, it's
good.
Really good.
Yeah, we all watched it. Good.
Excellent. Yes. It was so good. I didn't know any of the shit, really, honestly.
I didn't know that they were that big.
I had no idea that, like, everybody from Saturday Night Live came from the magazine, like they were doing the radio show on
there.
Yeah,
and the traveling live show.
Yeah, it was crazy. And that Doug Kenny, one of the creators of National Lampoon, was the guy who was coming down the freaking, leading the band in Animal House.
What are we supposed to do now, you moron?
Let him into the wall?
That's him.
I couldn't believe that was him.
What are we supposed to do, you moron? It's his best line in the movie. I think his only line, as a matter
right?
of fact. Great fucking movie that I didn't know that was him until that documentary either.
Yeah.
Didn't know his involvement in Caddyshack, which
that
was a National Lampoon movie.
Yeah, and that he was so depressed afterwards, after Caddyshack came out, and it didn't get nearly the notoriety that Animal House had received.
Right.
And I mean, who would know that now? I mean, Caddyshack is
up there.
It's even probably more revered than Animal
House. I think it's way
more,
because more people golf than, you know, get drunk in a frat house.
Yeah, he just didn't see, and he just didn't see it at that time
right.
or whatever. And just for what it all turned into. I don't think I'm going to tell you how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it for you to see that. I mean, because I wouldn't want you to know how it ends. So
how what ends? Caddyshack?
No, the end of the documentary.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want to give it all away or whatever. So just definitely watch it. If you read the magazine growing up, which I remember it being around.
Far more subversive than Mad Magazine. I think
I was only allowed to read Mad Magazine. I couldn't read this. It was too dirty.
I found back issues of National Lampoon. I mean, I was aware of that. But they were always on the top shelf of the adult magazines.
Yeah, I was never allowed to read it.
So I found one at a flea market. And the thing that always killed me were the letters at the beginning. They were always written letters to the editor written by real people. Well, not real people. They were written by a staff writer. But, you know, it would be like a letter from Hitler. And then the cartoons and the parodies, those things are really, they were, to me, funnier than Mad when you're 11 and 12 and you're reading dirty shit and seeing boobs. So,
yeah, I mean, there was lots of boobs in National Lampoon. Lots of boobs.
The magazine pittered into nothingness. I mean, it became terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible magazine. But P.J. O'Rourke, whom I've met, and he's a conservative, but he writes very funny conservative books like Eat the Rich and Republican Party Reptile, where he talks about living in a dorm instead of having a bathroom. Frat houses should just have central drainage. I met him at Chapter 11 Books in Buckhead, which is no longer there.
Oh, wow.
Chapter 11 Books is no longer around. But, I met a couple of those people. And the magazine, like I said, was great. And the documentary, fantastic. Check it out if you have Netflix.
And all the clips of
Belushi,
Chevy, and Bill Murray, and Gilda they were like 21, 22 maybe?
Right. And Chevy now. Being old and telling those stories.
Yeah, the contrast is...
Yeah, he definitely looks like an old man now.
Yeah, it's kind of...
And he didn't until the 2000s.
Yeah, I feel like all that cocaine that he did back in the day is kind of caught up to his ass.
Yes.
Definitely, though, watch that documentary. And then my little side pick, if you guys haven't watched this, I don't know, it's not for everybody, but it's a news show. It comes on every night, Monday through Thursday on Viceland at 11:30. It's called, it's De Zeus and Mero. It's a completely biased, it's 100% biased news show. It's these two black dudes from the Bronx. It's like two Bronx dudes in a bodega just talking shit. It's completely on the fly. They throw shit up there and they just say whatever the fuck they think.
Okay.
You know, they, so I love it. I think it's hilarious. And so yeah, De Zeus and Mero, if you want a completely crazy take on the news, there you go.
Go for it. Jeff.
I got a couple this week. First one, Santa Clarita Diet, new Netflix show.
A diet show? Why would you watch that?
It's called, it's a horror comedy starring Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant.
Okay.
And she plays a zombie, and Timothy Oliphant is her husband.
She's a zombie?
Yeah.
Did you watch it yet?
I've watched the first three.
And is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Okay.
It's not great.
Stephanie didn't like it?
Timothy Oliphant's good.
Bah.
Plays a stoner.
Okay.
I'll watch him in anything.
I do like Timothy Oliphant.
I love him.
And my other one is The Expanse. On Sci-Fi, season 2 just started. That's that really good sci-fi show that we talked about.
Okay.
A lot on when the first season aired. Gotta get back into it.
Right.
And the other one is CNN's doing one of those, like the 80s, 90s shows that they did, but they're doing one about comedy called The History of Comedy.
Oh, cool.
And it starts on Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
Think it'll be any good?
Yeah, I think it'll be good. Looks like they're interviewing a lot of people.
Oh, that show Detroiters starts tomorrow night,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch that. That's going to be fun.
Detroiters.
Yeah, on Comedy Central. It's kind of like one of those.
Jason Sudeikis and that one dude that was like on Saturday Night Live for a minute.
Yeah, and it's like one of those absurdist, avant-garde, crazy shows. And they film all of it in Detroit, which is a rarity.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and like anything can happen. It's like one of those crazy-ass shows. And before you do your pick, Tim, Always Sunny, did you watch Making Dennis Reynolds a Murderer?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
I was crying. I laughed so fucking hard I thought I was gonna die. Maybe four crows. Maybe four.
Yeah. Still not as funny as last week's though.
Which
Crow milk.
Oh God, yes. Yeah. Oh, I think I puked on my dick. Oh my God. That was so funny.
I think I puked on my dick. You gotta puke on another dick. All right, so my staff picks this week, I have two. First off, Legion, which looks amazing.
It really does.
It starts on FX Wednesday night.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things.
I didn't know that he was Professor X's son,
uh-huh,
and that he's just crazy.
Oh, he's crazy and he's massively powerful. And it's going to be completely different from the X-Men stuff that you've been seeing in the movies. I think it's going to be a great show. Very interesting. It's on FX, so they can be a little crazier than they could on Fox.
And it's the dude that did Fargo.
Right.
He's doing it.
So it's February 8th, and that is, what, this Wednesday?
Fargo,
right?
The TV show.
Yeah, I know.
Which
is
so good.
Yeah. When's that coming back? Not soon enough.
No, yeah.
And then I love Matthew Crowley from Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you're not watching Victoria, which replaced Downton Abbey and the PBS lineup, they have servants that work in the castle that do that role. I mean, so if you're missing that, then you have a little bit of it in this new show, Victoria.
Oh, okay. So they're downstairs.
Oh yeah, they're snarky servants that make fun of the queen and the royal court and all that.
But there's no dowager.
I don't know what that means. Don't care. I mean, I care. Maybe I'll watch it one day. The other one, I had a documentary weekend. I watched a movie that has been out for a while now. It's called Janis, Little Girl Blue, about Janis Joplin. And it starts when she was a young lady, and I didn't know about her, that she, I knew where she was from, Texas, and I knew she was from a small town, and, you know, relatively small, and I knew that she didn't really learn that she could sing until she was in her teens. And she's just a tragic story of being superbly talented and having zero confidence in herself, but getting into the groove and doing what she wanted to do. Very bad luck with men, very bad luck with getting addicted to drugs. But I've always found Janis Joplin to be extremely talented, and I love her live stuff a lot. And if you're interested in her or like documentaries about the classic rock era, watch it. It's a 2015 documentary film. It's directed by Amy J. Berg. And again, it's about Janis Joplin. Really, really good documentary. A lot of good archival footage and a lot of good interviews with people who knew her sister, her brother, a whole bunch of people.
All right. Sounds good.
D.A. Pennybaker, who did the movie about Dylan, also did the Monterey Pop movie, which is Monterey Pop is where Janis got discovered with Big Brother and the Holding Company, and then you know, right, she left them and she went out on her own, Full Tilt Boogie and all that. But if you like her, it's a good documentary. I would check it out. And that's it for my picks. And Legion.
Dick pics.
Watch Legion. So those are my picks. And yeah, that's the show. Did we miss anything this week? I think like we're missing something. Oh, yeah, fuck you, Ira.
Yeah, fuck you, Ira.
Fucking Ira.
I'd like to read now from the list of patrons.
You're about to do your tributes?
I'm going to do the...
Who's going to get a sea tribute?
You're going to get a... We have a brand new patron this week.
Ooh.
And her name is...
New Patreons get a sea tribute.
Beth Van Elswick.
Oh, hello.
Beth Van Elswick.
Is she from the Rhode Island Van Elswicks?
You've done plenty of sea tributes to Angel Van Elswick.
Angel Van Elswick and Jeff and I go way, 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 way back to the 1990s college. Yeah, Beth is her name, but we all called her Angel back then. Where she lived now? Washington State somewhere. Right? She lives in Portland.
Near Portland. Yeah, she moved to Astoria, I think it's called.
It's in Oregon, though, right?
Yeah, it's near Portland.
She's been out there for a long time, but we all went to Mansfield University together.
She works for one of those medical marijuana places. What do you call them there?
Sweet.
She has one of those coffee mugs with a bowl in it.
Cool.
Have you seen those yet? It's a coffee mug
with
a bowl in it. And
fucking dream job.
We live in Georgia. We can't do nothing. All right, and so thank you, Beth. You joined up. She joined up this week. So let's read some of the other ones we have. We have Lou Coniglio, Joshua Schiffer, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Wendy Muller, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Matt Tenaglia, Amber Gilpatrick, Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, Jose Perales, who's also new.
Hey.
And Trent.
Trent.
Trent. And as always, guys, I would love it if you would go on our Facebook, go on our Twitter. Our Facebook is Radio Labyrinth. Twitter is @radio_labyrinth. Tell us what you'd like to hear more of. Tell us what kind of bits you'd like to hear.
Yeah, tell us your favorite 80s sex comedies and we'll try and work them in next week.
Yeah.
Because we appreciate the shit out of you guys listening to this show. It's very important to us that, you know, that we make you guys happy and make you laugh and that you enjoy what we're talking about, because we can just talk all fucking night. But we do appreciate you guys listening. And so look at it as like it's your show. You know, we can come up with ideas, but if there's stuff that you want to talk about, don't feel like you can't engage us, because we're all there. We're all readily accessible. And with that being said, I guess we'll just go ahead and say until next week. Keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.